The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free, I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
From the San Quentin Prison Report, Jason Jones brings us the story of incarcerated fathers trying to parent from inside prison.
The things that play on my mind and weigh on my heart is that I'm not there for my daughters physically.
Gary Robeson has been gone for 17 years.
I'm not there to protect them. I'm not there to walk them down the aisle at their wedding. I'm not there to put up the deposit for their house. I'm not there to do the things I'm supposed to be there to do as a dad.
Gary was an active father prior to his incarceration. However, Jamar Smith, who's been incarcerated 11 years, had no idea he was a father and struggles with creating that bond with his son.
I was in the county jail. My son was being born. I didn't have a chance to meet him until he was 7 years old.
Jerome Boone has been gone for 9 years and finds himself somewhere in the middle of Gary and Jamar. Jerome says he was around his kids, but didn't take advantage of their time together.
It was a good experience being there every day with them. That's something I miss.
Being a father in prison means trying to find a way to raise your kids with limited contact.
We're all trying to squeeze in time for each other, you know. My daughter wants her individual time, my son wants his, you know, and then they're almost battling for that time slot when really I'm trying to give it to them, you know. I have stuff planned out for them.
Visiting is allowed on Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The average visit usually lasts 3 to 4 hours. So even if your kid comes every other weekend, it can still feel like no time at all.
It's a roller coaster, man, for I think all of us.
My daughter, she wants to be held. My son wants to be held. But at the same time, it's just 3 to 4 hours isn't enough, man.
Jerome's family comes all the way from Southern California, and the distance makes a hard situation even harder.
3 months leading up to the visit, I'm always trying to think of something, you know, a nugget I can share with them, something I could teach them, you know, for the next visit when they come. But I come to realize it really don't work that way, man. You know, I can't just sit them down, put them through my process. They're going to put me through their process, you know, as far as if they want to play, we got to play. You know, if they want to talk, then we got time to talk.
Jamar's 11-year-old son comes from just as far, but he's only visited with his dad 3 times.
We don't have that interaction as father and son. He's more in tune with the other families in the visiting room. I can't lie. It's real hurtful, and I have jealous feelings when I see my son laughing and smiling with people he don't even know. And I want him to be engaging with me.
What Jamar seeks from his son, he actually finds in his stepson.
I met my stepson, Devion, when he was 5 years old in the visiting room. And we had an instant connection as father and son. This is hard to say, but when I'm with Devion, I forget that I have a real biological son.
It's clear that Jamar's absence affected his relationship with his son. But Gary lucked up and is serving time at a prison that's close to his kids. But that's not saying much, because even though his little girls come every other weekend, problems still arise with time constraints.
We can really do nothing but scratch the surface and talk about things that's just how your job, how is school going, you know, what you eat, what you've been doing, what movies you've seen, what songs. We just do the surface things. It's no intimacy. It's like just a couple hours and then they're gone.
Another way these dads stay in touch with their children is through collect calls. Having a job or being assigned to school can be beneficial because you're allowed 1 15-minute collect call every day. Otherwise, you get 1 per month. For Gary, these phone calls are tough.
It seemed like after a while, to me, it gets empty. It's just a lot of talk, a lot of talk, a lot of talk. I'm not doing nothing. I don't have any action. I'm not there for him physically. I'm not there to solve their problem.
If Jerome is lucky, he sees his family 4 times a year. So he has to use his phone time to raise his kids. And sometimes those conversations can be tricky.
I tell them to look at me and look at their mother, you know, and the troubles that we've been through, through drug use, incarceration, just the overall street life. You know, even the fact that I have to talk to them over this phone, you know, being recorded. It's just, you know, life is a mess through our mistakes, you know, and I tell them to look at me as an example of the good and the bad.
Because of their strained relationship, it's even more difficult for Jamar to get his son to take his advice.
I don't think he's receptive. It's just like yeah, okay, whatever. You've never been here. You don't know. And I'm not listening to you.
Now, being away from your child, the amount of time these fathers have can take a toll on both ends, especially when it comes to moments in your child's life where your kid expects you to be there, like the first day of school or birthdays. Jamar even sends his son cards and letters and tries to call him on his birthday, but he says he knows it's not enough.
He's not excited because he knows it's only a 15-minute phone call, and he gets tired of the beeping noise on the phone. And he wants to go out to, you know, Chuck E. Cheese or Magic Mountain. He wants the latest gadgets, new shoes, and I'm not able to provide for him like that.
Jerome missed his oldest son's graduation. However, he was able to invite his son to his own college graduation inside a prison.
I felt like it was his day almost. You know, he was happy and excited, and I was so grateful to let him see what's going on in here as well, you know what I mean? As far as the community in here. I was proud, you know, for him being there. I wanted to show him off too, you know, so it was a win-win all around, you know.
But no matter how involved you are as a dad, there's still a fear that your kid will follow in your footsteps.
Now she's going to the clubs. I don't want her dealing with the same kind of guys that, like me, she don't understand the things that can happen.
Even though he's only 11, I don't want to lose him to the streets.
Due to resentencing laws, Jerome was released early and is now home with his family. But before he paroled, he had a few choice words.
Jerome, Ariana, I love you, my babies. Nathaniel, I'm so proud of you. You know, you're doing well. I just can't wait to be out there with you.
From San Quentin State Prison, I'm Jason Jones with SQPR.
Pray that my arrival be in a blink of an eye. Until then, I write letters till my ink runs dry. Sincerely yours, love, daddy.